Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a British drama that touches on social and personal issues, and it's called The Children Act.
Starring Emma Thompson, who does such an authentic, moving performance. It's about her role as a judge, and she's presented with a case of a Jehovah's Witness patient who is not yet quite an adult. He's 17 years old and 9 months, not able to make the decision for himself until he turns 18.
And since he is sick and they require parental consent for the blood transfusion he needs, this movie presents us the dilemma of what's best for the child versus religious freedom.
And it's very moving because in the backdrop of all this, the judge's life is in turmoil due to a failing marriage. And so she is presented with this case, and for some reason she decides to go visit the 17-year-old teenager in his hospital room.
Which makes all the difference in both of their lives.
Oh, yes. And from there it unfolds.
I think Emma Thompson pretty much can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And she certainly shows that for sure in this movie. However, I felt this movie had a sheen of artificiality, particularly in the relationship between the judge and the child, because I never quite bought that very pivotal relationship.
I guess I did, because she was an artist, a pianist, as well as a judge. And when she goes to his hospital bed, he has a guitar. And somehow they connect. It's beyond age. It's simply two spirits meeting. With regard to the symbolism of the transfusion, she gave him life and he gave her life.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.